The Haines Assembly on Tuesday will weigh in on legalizing marijuana, and the Palmer Project gets a nod of support from the Japanese government. It's a KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro Assembly meets Tuesday, and making a splash right at the start of the meeting will be a public hearing on whether the Assembly should adopt a resolution opposing the ballot initiative to legalize marijuana. Ballot Measure 2 is on the November 4th federal and state election ballot. If it passes, Alaska would become the third state to legalize recreational marijuana. 21 states, including Alaska, have already legalized medicinal marijuana. Assembly member Dave Barry asked for the resolution. He is on the statewide committee opposing the ballot measure called Vote No on 2, Big Marijuana, Big Mistake. He said at previous meetings, his concern with the initiative and legalization of marijuana is how legalization would make marijuana products more available to youth and the possible effects on public health. He's also worried that legalization would hamstring local communities to control the sale and production of pot, even though communities can control alcohol if they choose. In the meeting packet for Tuesday's meeting, Mayor Stephanie Scott, in a memo, said the recent Alaska Conference of Mayors adopted a resolution against the initiative, but with some different reasoning and language than used in the resolution presently before the Assembly. The mayors emphasized they are concerned with the fiscal impact of legalization to local municipalities. Scott has offered up a substitute resolution for consideration Tuesday. Also included in the packet is a petition signed by 60 Haines residents opposed to the Assembly approving a resolution against the initiative. The public hearing on the resolution is the first item on the agenda Tuesday evening. After that issue is settled, the Assembly will go on to discuss several items that they have to approve for them to appear on the October 7th municipal election ballot. Those include a proposition to change the borough charter, removing the requirement for a runoff election if a candidate does not receive at least 40% of votes cast. Currently, even if a candidate gets the majority of votes in a municipal election, they have to also get more than 40% of the votes in order to avoid a runoff between the next highest vote-getting candidate. Also, the Assembly will decide whether to put a $3.9 million bond question on the ballot to finance three capital improvement projects at the Haines School. And the group will vote whether to adopt an ordinance that would finalize the sale of downtown property to the Haines Brewing Company. The Assembly will also vote on a resolution to allocate funds to nonprofits. The Assembly, in the budget process, allocated $35,500 to fund nonprofit requests this year. The borough received more than $124,000 in requests. An ad hoc committee considered the requests and ranked each one on a matrix. They also determined some requests could be funded from other fund sources besides the allotted community chest set up by the Assembly, like the Medical Service Area Fund, Title III Forest Receipts, and the Economic Development and Tourism Fund. The Assembly will also decide whether to introduce an ordinance to allow requests for special ski events be submitted prior to the ski season for the borough manager's approval. A complete meeting packet and agenda is available on the Haynesboro website. The Haines Assembly meets at 6:30 Tuesday evening in Assembly Chambers. Constantine Metal Resources announced last week that the Japan Oil, Gas, and Metals National Corporation will be a funding participant in the Palmer Project north of Haines. JOGMEC has technically signed an equity funding agreement with Constantine's partner, Dowa Metals and Mining Company of Japan, meaning it will fund most of Dowa's committed $22 million to the project. The corporation is a Japanese government organization, similar to the Alaska Industrial Development and Export Authority in Alaska, and charged with securing supplies of natural resources for Japan. It routinely helps Japanese companies invest in overseas mineral, oil, and gas exploration projects. The agreement doesn't change Dowa's funding commitment or increase Constantine's project budget, according to a press release. According to Constantine officials, JOGMEC does not operate or develop mines itself, so in this case, it would sell its interest back to Dowa if the Palmer site moves into the development phase. And in other Southeast mining news, the state of Alaska is requesting to be involved with Canadian approval of a proposed copper and gold mine across the border in British Columbia. State commissioners of three departments submitted comments on the Seabridge Gold's Kurz Sulfuritz Mitchell, or KSM, mine this month. That open pit mine is planned on the Unuk and Nass River watersheds across the border from Ketchikan. Alaska's congressional delegation, fishing industry, and tribal groups have asked for a more detailed review of that project following a tailings dam failure at a different mine in British Columbia this month. Joe Vicnicki has this report.
Fishing industry and tribal groups are asking for what's called a panel review of the gold and copper project near the Unuk and Nass River watersheds. Such a review could include public hearings and independent assessment of the mining development. The Petersburg Vessel Owners Association's Brian Lynch wants to prevent a tailings dam failure like the one that happened at the Mount Pauley mine.
The panel review is the only thing that I think would give us any kind of assurance that we're not going to have something like that happen. There's no guarantees, but I think it's just, you know, would be if the KSM mine is actually fully constructed, that would be the only thing that would give us any kind of assurances that, you know, the water quality will not be impaired for either the Unuk or the Nass River.
KSM received approval from the British Columbia provincial government this summer. The Canadian federal government still has to decide on that project. The PVOA, Alaska Trollers Association, tribal organizations, and Alaska's congressional delegation have appealed to the U.S. State Department to seek the greater oversight from the Canadian federal government. Groups are hoping Secretary of State John Kerry will invoke the Boundary Waters Treaty between the U.S. and Canada as a tool to encourage increased scrutiny of the KSM mine and other large projects. Lynch thinks there's a lack of oversight with projects proposed near rivers that flow out of British Columbia into southeast Alaska, and he says it's an economic issue for the fishing industry, not just an environmental one.
We have sustainable fisheries. Fisheries in southeast Alaska have gone on for about 100 years, and there's really no reason, barring some disaster, why it can't go on for another 100-plus years. However, you know, like with KSM, their mine life, they're estimating like 52 years. Well, I know fishermen here in Alaska that have been fishing themselves, individuals, for 50 years.
The state of Alaska's comments on the KSM mine are signed by the commissioners of three departments, Natural Resources, Fish and Game, and Environmental Conservation. Those comments note that a panel review of the project may serve to address some of the continuing concerns held by Alaskans. Kyle Mosell is large project coordinator for the Alaska Department of Natural Resources.
What the commissioners have essentially asked of the Minister of Environment is to fully consider those concerns and apply the most appropriate administrative process for addressing them.
Mosell says the state of Alaska has been involved in the review of the KSM mine going back to 2008. He says it's too early to say what actions should result from the tailings dam breach at Mount Pauley.
What the state of Alaska is really looking for is a thorough investigation of the events that led up to that dam breach. There's going to be a lot of information that still needs to be gathered. It needs to be investigated fully, and there will be a report that summarizes that investigation. I think that we'll be able to make better decisions as a state about what actions to take once we have that information.
The state's comments ask to review the plans for the tailings facility at the KSM mine, and the commissioners formally request to be included in the development of authorizations for the project. The state also requests to be included in the developing of monitoring plans associated with water quality, dam safety, and aquatic resources.
We have good working relationships with BC. We have good working relationships with the federal government of Canada, and we're building on those relationships as we move forward and as they move forward on the review of additional mining projects that are proposed.
New mines are also planned around the Stikine and Taku River watersheds. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Joe Vicnicki for help with this report. Don't forget you can visit our news section online at our new khns.org website anytime. We also post breaking news and important announcements on our KHNS News Facebook page, so be sure you follow us there. And we're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. KHNS News is your connection to relevant issues and happenings in Haines, Skagway, and Clequan. But we're more than just your local news. We also collaborate with other Southeast public radio stations to keep you informed of regional issues that affect us locally. We bring you these wider-reaching stories along with local news to help our community make connections here and beyond. We do our best to keep you informed, enlightened, and entertained. And we couldn't do it without your support. Thanks for making KHNS News your news.